Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. What I'm going to do is give some verses from the Quran and make some comments. How to keep the marriage strong. First, Allah says in the Quran, in Surah 4, Ayat 19, live with them on a footing of kindness and equity. It is possible that you could dislike something that is good for you. And it is possible that you could not foresee that through this good thing, Allah brings things that are great. First, to hold on to your relationship and keep it strong, you cannot let the emotions of life contaminate your purity with your spouse. No matter what, we're not perfect, but no matter what, speaking to our spouse is something that's unbecoming of a Muslim is unacceptable in Islam. I can't justify talking to my husband bad because I had a bad day or I'm upset with him. Islam teaches us to discipline ourselves and discipline our tongue and discipline our mouth and discipline our body. So at some point we have to be accountable for our behavior. Allah in this ayat is protecting the relationship from our emotions. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave us an insight on how to keep the honey on the moon, as Imam Qasim always says in his marriage khutbahs and in his marriage counseling. A brother came, he said, when you went to your home, how did you greet your wife? The brother was looking. He said, what did you say to your wife? And the brother did not give his wife the greeting. For some of us, we think assalamu alaikum is something that we give to someone. First of all, the fact that it's kum means it's plural. The peace that we're giving to you don't belong to me. And so the peace that I'm carrying, I'm only carrying it because it's out of the mercy of Allah that I even have peace in my life. So I have to extend that to you whether I feel you deserve it or not. That's not a condition on giving the greetings. We shouldn't even give the greetings in a wholeheartedly half effort. Assalamu alaikum. Well, no, serious. Because sometimes, and this comes into communication, which we'll have a workshop on, sometimes we feel we need to let our mate know that we're displeased with them. And if you're displeased, there's a way to communicate displeasure without being nasty. Allah says in the Quran about the soul, Surah 91, Ayat 9 and 10. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَاهَا وَقَدْ خَبَ مَنْ دِسَاهَا. He is successful that spends on the soul, and he fails when he gives his soul nothing. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the greatest pleasures in life is a good husband or wife. Do we believe that?
Yes.
We believe in the messenger because Allah established the messenger. So if he says the best joy in the world is that good husband and that good wife, then we should be working to be that great joy for our spouses.
That's right.
As well as hoping that that spouse will be that great, great joy for us. Listen, man, marriage is deep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to have guts. You got to suck it up, homie. See, because sometimes we don't tell that. All marriages don't start off good. I have actually went to marital counseling. I have to share this because sometimes we may think, you look at us, we just levitated up here. No, man. I can speak for them. No. Nobody think they levitated up here.
That's right.
And as an imam, it takes some humility to recognize that you need counseling. Something is falling apart in my house. So as a brother, you have to accept responsibility for your house.
Right.
If your house ain't in order, you got to say, well, who, if you look into your, look, if I claim I'm the man,
right,
and I'm looking to somebody that I claim I'm supposed to be assisting as the problem, it's something wrong with my perception. If I can't look and see, where am I falling short? But if I'm able to do that, then Allah will bless me to be the catalyst for the change that I want to see in my wife.
Yes, sir.
He says that in the Quran. He says, and how much time? Oh, she ain't giving me the flag. Okay. So he says, Ayat 58. Now, Ayat 19, Surah 58. He says, and Satan in his dubious impious behavior made them forget the remembrance of Allah. I'm so mad at my wife. I'm so pissed off. I'm so angry. But I forgot that's still a lost servant. I'm thinking of how she let me down. Shame on her. Shame, shame, shame. I'm not God. God didn't make her to please me like God can please me. Maybe I'm looking in her for something I'm supposed to be achieving myself. And because I'm not doing it myself, I'm deferring that on my wife. I'm deferring that on my husband. I'm deferring that on my children. I'm not being the light. I'm not being the change. And so somehow I got to blame somebody else for my situation. But God says you can't kill him. That means that hope is always there for you. And you have to be that light. Not looking that light for that light to come from someone else. And Allah told Muhammad, you are not their fathers, Muhammad. You ain't their daddy. You can't make a man do this. You can't make a woman do that. They have to want that for themselves. And if they want them for themselves, then you have something that you can hold on to. In the marriage counseling, as men, because we have to do these counselings, you're supposed to gauge the marriage in three ways, right? It's called the litmus test. You know, you do level one. That means they just need a stitch up. Level two, they might need to stay overnight. Number three is critical condition. So you start with the first one, right? Sister comes in, brother comes in, say, sister, is the brother praying? Well, all other stuff, is the brother praying? If the answer is yes, then the man asks, brother, is the sister praying? Now, if that's off, you can forget everything else, because that's the problem. But what if that's happening? Then you say, okay, well, are you all speaking kind words to each other? Usually that, maybe that's the problem. Somebody a little upset, didn't communicate it, so the body language is all off, and now everything is off. So if that's in place, then the last thing he asks, just when your heart is trapped, is he said, well, do you love your husband? And he make you look at him. You sitting there saying, man, this would have rubbed me to roll. Because if that answer is no, that answer is no. And I was asked this question. I'm sitting over there, I have to be honest, because I love my wife. She has a lot of great qualities. She got shortcomings like everybody else, but it's worth it for me to dig deeper for that institution to be what Allah made it, because he made that institution and I'm only part of it. And I understand that. So when that answer was yes, I was good. You see? And vice versa. So who wants to be in a house with no love in it? Closing on this point. We don't talk about that enough. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the best relationship is a relationship where there is love and kindness between one another. Now that has to supersede the looks, because the looks don't last. That has to supersede. We can't take our money with us. So that's a good indication that some of these things that we're looking at are transitory. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gave this example. He says, 6:43, when suffering reached them, they did not learn humility. So we can get in a marriage, right? Talking about keeping it strong, and we are not humble enough to accept that it is something that is dysfunctional in my marriage, and I'm a part of the dysfunction. He says, and when it comes to them, they think it's always something else. First thing you need to do to make your marriage work is ask this one question: what can I do to make it better? And then ask this question: is Allah more powerful? Because what you'll find is that Allah is more powerful, and the need that you see lacking, Allah will give it to you and her. You don't have it yet because you have not qualified in your humility to get such a great blessing. You know, Allah is so powerful, he will make you realize you're not God by showing you in your actions that you are not sufficient to be worthy of praise. And for us as men, we're glad that he does that, because it helps us out a lot. It takes off a great deal of burden. But society, they want you to think that you're supposed to be all of that. And they make the woman believe that they can find a man that has all of these qualities when in fact he doesn't exist. So therefore, they're chasing a fantasy. And the man is chasing a fantasy. And he's chasing something that cannot be obtained without God's intervention. So if that's happening, then my idea of a marriage that I'm trying to hold on to is not even real. It's just a figment of my imagination. So what am I holding on to? I have to hold on to the fact that I have been blessed by God to pick somebody that has some good qualities, that has some redeeming qualities, that has some qualities that I want to share my life with, and that is aware enough, and that Sister Nadia said, is so self-aware that she can't get to her full potential without God's help. And she's such aware of that, that she's not going to blame you for her not reaching her potential. She's going to go to her Lord. Her Lord is first. And in going to her Lord will give her a light to motivate you that she couldn't even do her own self. See, so we have to understand that God motivates us through other things. And I can try to be the catalyst, but if Allah doesn't allow it, I can't be the catalyst. Moses did not enter the promised land. He just was able to look to it for a distance. It had to be done with Joshua. So that means that we have to be able to foster loving relationships even in times of conflict, because it's times of conflict that we see who we really are. Allah don't want us to be a Muslim only when the weather is good. That's easy to do, ain't it? Man, I'm a good Muslim. I got money in my pocket. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. Shoot. No, what about your pockets on flat? How you feeling about yourself then? Right? And some of us, that's what leads us to drinking. Going to the club. Going to try to find satisfaction in all these places, and we're not going to work on the soul. My satisfaction is in cultivating the soul. Repeating the verse again. 91, 9, and 10. Qad aflaha man zakaha wa qad khaba man dasaha. He or she is successful that spends on their own soul. And he or she fails when they don't give the soul what it needs. And what our souls need is to bear witness that there's nothing worthy of worship except Allah alone, and that Muhammad is his messenger. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.